And support for Tradio comes from Tongass Federal Credit Union with the Build and Save Match Savings Program, helping low-income residents in Southeast Alaska save for a home of their own. Applications are open now. More information at tongassfcu.com/buildandsave or 907-228-8676.
It's about 3 minutes after 9. You're listening to Tradio here on KFSK. If there's an item you would like to buy, sell, or trade, or if you have something you'd like to tell us about that's going on around town, an event or something, you can give us a call. 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049. And in the studio with me is Chris Weiss. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. Glad to have you in. And the recently officially retired Chris Weiss.
Yes.
Who's been working her way that way anyway for a while.
Yes.
But I'm glad you're making time for us today. And we do, as we wait for some phone calls to come in, we did have someone who kind of preloaded us with an item for the agenda by dropping off a little note. So if we would want to start off with that.
I will start off with that. There is a small lap dog and a gray and white cat that need a stable home. The owners are moving into Mountain View Manor, and they would like to relocate these animals together if possible. But, you know, if that doesn't happen, you know, if they get adopted, that would be the goal.
Right.
The cat is a good mouser, and the dog is good on a leash. And if you are interested, you can call 907-772-4443, and you can leave a message.
I'm glad you were able to figure out that word. That was the one word I couldn't figure out was mouser.
I was like,
the cat is like, the cat's a good mover. I'm like, what? What does that mean? I'm glad you were able to to figure that one out.
Yes. Anyway.
So yeah, pets needing homes, always good thing. Homes. Preferably together. If not, two good separate homes as well. A cat and a dog. Again, if you're looking, you can call and leave a message.
Yes, and find out more information.
Yeah. Also, a note here. I had a lady who called and spoke to me yesterday, and I reminded her that hopefully she can call in for Tradio, but she was like, there's an estate sale. It's tomorrow, meaning today only, and that's at 1208 North Nordic today from 11 till 2, and everything must go. They don't want to pack anything up.
Okay.
All right. And we do appear... Do you have a caller?
Sounds like the phones are ringing.
Yeah, we do have a caller on line one. Good morning. You are on Tradio.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning. We are demoing our garage, and out from the garage, we've got 6 metal cabinets. They're not real pretty, but they're free for the taking. If you need cabinets, just check it out on Nordic Drive, 1006 North Nordic.
And so that's like filing cabinet style kind of cabinets?
No, like cabinet.
Ah.
Like you can throw tools in them, you can throw paint in them, you can do whatever you want with them.
Okay. So you said 1006 Nordic?
Yes, North Nordic.
Okay, North Nordic. All right. And...
take them away.
Okay. Do you have a phone number?
They're sitting out on the street waiting for a new home.
Oh, okay. So just drive by and no need to communicate.
Nope.
Okay.
Nope.
All right.
They're yours.
All right.
Perfect. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
All right. And we have a caller on a line two. Good morning.
Good morning, it's Joyce. I'm calling for bingo tonight. Hello. Sons of Bingo, doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. We're having crock pot, beefy soup, and we're having rolls, and we're having cookies for dessert. And we'd like people to come and check us out.
All right, great.
Okay.
Thank you for calling back with the rest of the menu.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
We appreciate it, Joyce. All right. All right, great. And caller on line three. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey there, Stuart.
Howdy.
Hey, you could have kept on with her. You could have come on longer with more of the Wings. You're not that hardcore.
Sorry. Sorry I cut it off early.
Well, I was just going to say, you know how old you are when you travel to Ketchikan and you go past Ohashi's on your way to Tatsuta's, but in the middle was a warehouse of music and Lance.
Oh, Lance Bifoss, yeah.
Everybody. Yeah, he knew everybody that pop music, knew their genres and stuff, and he was pretty well kept on the up-and-coming artists. And I was just going to say, and if you know and you remember Ketchikan, there was a Sunshine Bakery, and that was to die for early in the morning.
That is all
right on shop.
That's all before my time, unfortunately, there. Because I didn't get to town. I didn't get there until 2003, so I miss a lot of this good stuff. Which,
oh, my goodness.
But my wife talks about physical graffiti and stuff like that, you know, so, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, keep on playing the good music.
We'll do.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Good to talk to you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I'm getting called out on my musical choices. Okay, sorry about the Wings. Good to do some reminiscing on memory lane there, too. Again, if you want to give us a call, it's 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049. I do have another caller on line one. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Good morning, Chris and Stuart. This is Sally calling from my house.
Hello.
I guess I have a couple of hats on today, so... First, I want to start with my friend Polly Kieneman, expert rose mauler, is having a show, a Little Norway Festival show, on Thursday, May 14th from 4 to 7 at Blomsterhus. I don't know if it's in your schedule or PSA has been received, but she's been painting like a crazy woman for about 3 months, and I think it'll be a really nice show. A good chance to find some really nice rose mauling.
Okay.
Yeah. And then, yeah... So that's Thursday night from 4 to 7. She will have a little bit of snackies, too. I know she's been baking. Then I'm looking still for helpers to help with the sandwich team, the Smurbroods, on May 16th at 6 a.m. I have 16 people, but I really need closer to 24. And if you're worried about, you know, standing up on your feet for 2.5 hours, don't worry. Just come and be a bread butterer, and you can sit down the whole time. And you're done within about an hour, and you can just take off and go home and go back to bed or get ready for the day. And you can either text me or call me, grab me on the street, whatever, and I would love to have you. You don't have to have any experience. Don't have to be a Sons of Norway member. You can just be nosy like I always was when I started this kind of stuff. Just go figure out what it is and where it is and who needs you.
Right.
I need you.
And your number.
My number is 518-0601.
Yeah. And again, you need another like 4 to 8 people, 8 for that. So 8 would be ideal.
8 would be ideal. We might be tripping over each other a little bit, but 4 would be perfect.
Okay.
Good to know.
And then another, my Sons of Norway hat again. On Tuesday from 2 o'clock on, we're doing the annual festival cookie baking for the lodge, for the Coffee Hoos. And you don't have to be, again, you don't have to be a member. You just have to be interested. Come see what we're doing. People will bring their own batter and be starting up. I think I'm going to do Kroonkaka because I've already done all the Lesta for Bridget. And other people will be doing Waffler and I think rosettes and just different things. And so stop by and take a smell because it always smells good when you're making things with butter and love.
Amen.
And is there a time on that? Did I miss that?
2 p.m. I know I talk kind of fast in the morning.
Okay, 2 p.m. Okay.
Because I haven't talked all night yet. It starts at 2, and probably, I don't know, when it'll wind down, when people run out of batter, I guess.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, and Have a great day. Have a good weekend. Happy Mother's Day to all those mothers out there. Oh, and the Elks is having their Mother's Day Sunday brunch also.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts at 10. I think you do need reservations, so you need to call that pesky number, 772-4601.
Good reminder.
Okay.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, Sally. Appreciate it.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. A couple more callers on the line. We got a caller on line two. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's Ashley Lohr over here at the high school, middle school. Good morning.
Yeah,
good morning. Sorry, what's going on?
Oh, cool. Sorry.
Silence.
I wanted to invite everybody to come out to the 4th annual Artisan Hoos, which is a Mayfest event that Lisa Ceramic Adams and I created 4 years ago. And we're going to have live music and four artists. And it's going to be on May 15th, which is Friday of Mayfest, mm-hmm. from 5:30 to 7:30.
Okay. And where's that going to be at?
Okay. And it's going to be at 22 South Singley Alley, which is the Miller Building across from the Sons of Norway.
Okay.
Yeah, and we're going to have Pendulum Swing again, which is Justin Anderson, Nicole McMurrin, Isaac Paulson, Matthew Winterstein, giving us live music for the event, which was fabulous last year.
Yeah, I'm excited that
and
you're doing this
Lisa,
again.
I know, I'm excited too. Different venue, different location, but just a couple steps away from where we usually have it.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa will be there, Ruth Johnson, myself, and then we're bringing in a new artist, Jolene Pacino from Juno, and she's another jewelry artist who works with fish skins, and they're really cool, iridescent, lightweight jewelry. So it'll be jewelry, skincare, watercolors, prints, live music, and just another fun Mayfest event.
Fantastic.
Yeah, great.
I love to see the schedule filling up like this with all these little things that are going on. It's wonderful.
Yeah, so the schedule that I believe the chamber has already has the original location. So we did a little quick alteration to that. So it won't be at the little yellow building across from Keto's. It'll be across on the bridge from Sons of Norway.
Okay.
Good to know.
Cool.
All right, thanks.
Thanks, Ashley.
Okay.
Appreciate it.
All right. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
Yep. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. And we have a caller on line three. Good morning. You're on Tradio.
Hi. This is Sarah Peterson from the Klassen Museum.
Hello, Sarah.
Hi. What? I just have a couple of announcements that I wanted to share with the community about some events at the museum this month.
Okay.
So... right now, we're accepting submissions for the Little Norway Art Show, so artists can drop off their artwork anytime between now and May 15th, or May 14th, actually. 4 or 5 would be wonderful. We're also, in addition to the art show that we have each year, offering a special exhibit during Little Norway on Norwegian immigration.
Mm-hmm.
So that both of those events, we're having a gala evening May 15th. Sounds like there's lots of things going on May 15th. That's Friday. It's from 5 to 7. There'll be refreshments, a little live music, and obviously art and history, two of our favorite things. Both the art show and the exhibit will run through the end of the month. The 28th, yes. And then the last thing that I just want to make a little announcement about is that May 29th, Friday, the last Friday, we're having our third open mic night, which we've been hosting in partnership with the Arts Council. The last two have been really great. I just want to encourage the community to come out. It's a great space for musicians and poets, storytellers, anybody that wants to share some of that spoken art. And that's from 7 to 9. There's a $5 cover charge, but that is waived if you bring a little snack or dessert to share. So, yeah, hope folks can come out for that.
Okay, I think we got it.
That's fantastic. I'm glad those open mic
I know it was a lot.
No, no, fantastic. And glad the open mic nights have been going well. That's good to hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've been going great. Lots of great performers, lots of great audience members, so hope to keep that momentum going. And just, yeah, please bring in your artwork. We're hoping to have a great art show this Little Norway, and hope everybody has a great weekend.
Right. And again, deadline for that drop off those submissions is next Thursday at 5 p.m.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Before 5 p.m. would be excellent. We're hanging the show right
there. Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Yeah. As soon as they could get them in. Today would also be good.
Okay. Sooner is better.
I'll see you on Monday.
You okay. Great. I'll be looking forward to it. All right. Take care.
All right.
You too.
Thanks so much. Bye. All right, great. A lot of activity there. And again, if you would like to give us a call, 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049. Should we do a rundown?
Yes, we can start with a rundown. There are 6 metal cabinets available free. They are on the street, so you can just drive by, look at them, pick them up. They are residing at 1006 North Nordic Drive. Joyce called. It's bingo night tonight at the Suns. Doors open at 5:30. Bingo starts at 6:30. They are having crock pot split pea soup, rolls, and cookies. Sally called with several announcements. Polly Kinnaman is going to be doing a show at Bloomster House Thursday, May 14th from 4 to 7. She is a rose mauler, and so she has a wonderful assortment of things available. And again, that's Thursday, May 14th at Bloomster House from 4 to 7. She's also looking for helpers to make sandwiches on May 16th. You get to get up at 6 a.m. And if you don't want to be standing, you can just help butter bread and sit down. If you have any questions about that, you can give her a call at 907-518-0601. Also, heads up, there's going to be a cookie baking session on Tuesday, May 12th at 2 p.m. at the Suns. You bring your own batter and, yeah, just have a good time baking cookies.
All right, and those are for the Coffee Hoos, which is on that following Saturday.
Yes, yes. And just she gave kind of a heads up, too, that the Elks are having a Mother's Day brunch. You need to contact them because reservations are required.
Right.
Ashley called. They are having the 4th Artisan Hoos during Little Norway. It will be May 15th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at 22. Singley Alley. It's the Miller Building. There will be live music, and the artists are Lisa Schrammick, Ruth Johnson, Ashley Lohr, and Jolene, I think she said Patino, but I didn't quite get that. Mm-hmm. A jewelry artist from Juneau.
Right.
Do we have another caller?
Not yet.
Oh, okay.
Please continue.
All right. And Sarah just called from the Claussen Museum. They are accepting art submissions from now through May 14th at 5 p.m. for the Little Norway Festival. There will also be a special exhibit on Norwegian immigration. The reception for the art show and opening is 5 to 7 p.m. on May 15th. The art show will run through the 28th. Also, just a heads up that May 29th is the 3rd open mic night. It's 7 to 9 p.m. There's a $5 cover charge unless you bring a snack.
All right, and was handed a correction from Joyce on regarding the bingo food menu. Crock pot, pea soup, and noodles.
Oh, and noodles. Okay. Pea soup and noodles. Okay.
All right, good to know. And we do now have another caller. Caller on line one, you're on Tradio. Good morning.
Oh, I just got the end of that conversation. Did somebody call in? It's going to be beefy noodles tonight at bingo.
Beefy noodles.
Oh, beefy. Oh.
Beefy noodles. Thank you.
Beefy noodles.
Okay.
Tonight.
Thank you.
Okay. So, wow.
Send to Norway.
I have to correct my ears.
Beefy noodles.
All right. Good to know.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Trace. Bye-bye. Appreciate it.
All right.
All right. Great. And momentarily, did you want to? Okay. We do have another guest joining us in the studio. In our board of directors president, Emil Tucker. Morning, Emil.
Hey, good morning. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, I wanted to stop by, but first I want to talk about the beefy noodles. Beefy soup with noodles. Because, you know, we have largely moved to a text message world, right? You're always text message. And some things don't come across well on text, you know, the emotions of things. But on the other hand, sometimes we do mishear things on the radio. So both platforms sort of have their pros and cons.
Exactly.
Pretty entertaining.
People will get us to the right information one way or another, which we appreciate.
Yes. Well, I wanted to come in here just because it's the end of our silent drive week. And I wanted to say, I give our appreciation on behalf of the board for all the work that you and the staff and the volunteers, like Chris here in the studio, are doing for this week. And then an appreciation for all the folks who have called in and pledged or sent pledges in online or however they've pledged this week. We really appreciate it. And of course, for us, we really need the funds. You know, these funds keep us going. And the other thing I was thinking about, I woke up thinking about it, as we often do. The other thing we've become conditioned to more over the last couple of years is subscriptions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Subscriptions for Netflix and the annual fee for your Alaska Airlines credit card and all the things, right, that appear. But public radio is not really like that. You know, we don't send out a bill. And, you know, we don't cut you off if you don't pay your bill. You know, right. we're here. And so it puts a lot of onus on our individual community members to pitch in. And, you know, think about what they can afford, think about what the having us on the air is really worth to them. And so I guess I just wanted to leave people with that thought that if you do value KFSK, please don't hesitate to support. And, you know, given our current financial situation with no federal funding and no state funding, please think about supporting us a little bit more to keep us on the air.
Yeah. When it's not federal and state coming in, it has to be local.
Exactly.
And we have seen a big groundswell of support, and especially in this last year. But we want to continue and maintain that going forward. And we will continue to remind you, bringing the message to say your support is critical, because it truly is.
Yeah, and I'm so appreciative. I do love, I drove in from the beginning of Tradio, and Tradio has always been very entertaining. You never know what's going to happen when the phone rings.
That's true.
I've always appreciated, you know, your ability and Chris's ability and all the other hosts and volunteers that help, that just sort of roll with what happens with the calls. And
it's live radio at its finest.
Live radio at its finest, yeah. Anyway, thanks for being around, and that's what I wanted to say today.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Emil. Thank you for taking time to come in and chat for a bit. As noted, it's the last day of our spring membership drive here, and we have the drawing that we'll be doing this afternoon for the round trip airline tickets during the Goat Show. So if you want to get in on that drawing, you can give us a call, 907-772-3808 or 907-531-8049, or go to kfsk.org. If you're already a sustainer, you're already in that. And again, also, if there's something you want to buy, sell, or trade, you can always call Tradio Wednesdays and Fridays right now at 9 a.m. Coming up, starting first week of June, we're going to contract that down to Tradio just being on Friday mornings. But that's a few weeks off yet. But just to keep that in mind, bears mentioning things that were changing due to staff and budgetary constraints.
Well, you know, the other big change that happens this time of year that I always look forward to is our summer intern is usually on the cusp of arriving.
Yes. And,
will they arrive? Do we have a date yet?
She should be here somewhere around like June 12th or 13th, and then starting work on June 15th will be her first official day. And then she'll be with us till beginning of September, around September 6th. So
excellent. It's always a fun time. Julie gets to take a break from waking up early in the mornings and go off and relax, and then we get to hear a new voice mm-hmm. and see what they can do. And
yeah.
We've had just a record of many wonderful interns over the years. A lot of them have gone on to careers in journalism and media in Alaska and elsewhere.
Yes. And the intern that's coming to us, her name is Baze Hohen. She's part of the Columbia Journalism Program, much as like Hannah Weaver was last year and Thomas Copeland was a couple of years ago. So she'll be coming in. She's in New York right now, but I think she's from the Baltimore area originally. So, yeah, that's where she'll be joining us from. And I'm looking forward to having her. All right. I think we have no other calls. So I think...
We're
not quite finished.
Yes, because I didn't mention the small lapdog and gray cat that's still available for
right.
adoption. And again, it would be nice if they could be relocated together, but if not, that's fine too. And if you're interested, you can call 907-772-4443 and leave a message for Sandy.
All right. Perfect. Thank you. And the cat's a good mouser.
Yes.
As we determined. And the dog is good on a leash.
Yes.
All right, great. Thank you, Chris. All right, thank you, Emil. All right, folks. I think that's going to pretty much wrap it up for Tradio. Thank you for tuning in and listening to that. And we're going to go ahead back into some music momentarily.